I'm Luke Summerhaze, and I love Yamas. The kingdoms of ancient Egypt are famous for the incredible archaeological wonders they left behind. On the larger end of the spectrum, there are the legendary pyramids or the Sphinx. And on the smaller end, people have long been fascinated by Egyptian death rites, mummies in sarcophagi, and the world-famous mask of Tutankhamun. While there is a lot of Egyptology in the British Museum, it was all stolen during the centuries of the British Empire. On the other hand, there's a wealth of material from Viking death rites which was left in the British Isles during their invasions. Among these are the incredible rune stones, often depicting dragons and gods, or telling tales of the deeds of the dead. Yamask is a ghost-type Pokémon resembling an Eye of Horus, with two arms and a tail which holds a small golden mask. Pokémon Black tells us, "Each of them carries a mask that used to be its face when it was human. Sometimes they look at it and cry." Or Pokémon White tells us, "These Pokémon arose from the spirits of people interred in graves in past ages. Each retains memories of its former life." These Pokédex entries are infamous, shared in memes and YouTube videos for years. It is a very on-the-nose example of a ghost-type Pokémon being a literal ghost of a dead person. In Galar, there is a regional variant with a secondary ground typing. Pokémon Sword says of this one, "A clay slab with cursed engravings took possession of a Yamask. The slab is said to be absorbing the Yamask's dark power." And Shill says, "It's said that this Pokémon was formed when an ancient clay tablet was drawn to a vengeful spirit." The name seems to come from the Japanese for dark, yami, with the English word mask. Ironically, the Japanese name comes from the English word death, being Desmask. Perhaps Death Mask was a little too much for the English version. At level 34, Yamask evolves into Cofagrigus. Pokémon Sword tells us, "This Pokémon has a body of sparkling gold. People say it no longer remembers that it was once human." And Pokémon Shield says, "There are many depictions of Cofagrigus decorating ancient tombs. They're symbols of the wealth that kings of bygone eras had." A big gold Egyptian sarcophagus with ghostly hands emanating from it. This is a cool Pokémon. Pokémon Black said, "It has been said that they swallow those who get too close and turn them into mummies. They like to eat gold nuggets." This is reflected somewhat in the ability Mummify, which when opponents make contact, replaces their ability with the otherwise useless Mummify, hindering Pokémon who are over-reliant on an ability. Pokémon White says, "They pretend to be elaborate coffins to teach lessons to grave robbers. Their bodies are covered in pure gold." And in the real world, the tombs of ancient Egypt are often said to have featured booby traps or curses. Galarian Yamask, when taken under a special stone arch, evolves into Runarigus. A fully formed runestone with a red dragon drawn onto it, it can break apart, revealing the ghostly entity within. Pokémon Sword tells us, "A powerful curse was woven into an ancient painting. After absorbing the spirit of a Yamask, the painting began to move." And Pokémon Shield says, "Never touch its shadow-like body, or you'll be shown the horrific memories behind the picture carved into it." Welcome back to Does Andy Remember Gen 5 Pokémon?
And if so, does he have any thoughts about them?
Yamask.
Yamask sounds like a mask-based Pokémon.
It is.
A bug. Is it a bug?
Nope, it's a little ghost that carries The mask of the face it had when it was a human.
This is the problem between insects and ghosts. They are quite similar, so it's a 50-50 every time.
You haven't listened to regular features for a long time, have you?
No.
Log has a recurring bit. I say recurring. I've done it twice. About like a haunted manor, but where there's no ghosts at all. It's just birds. But he doesn't know the difference between birds and ghosts.
That's a reasonable bit. That actually sounds quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, mask. Yeah, no real thoughts on it, to be honest. How did I end up with this one? That's almost a real bottom of the line.
You probably just like the name.
I'm really excited by masks.
maybe you got it because Jay told you it's a high value pick. Because it does have a Galarian form with a different evolution.
Ooh, spooky. What's it evolve into?
Well, the normal one evolves into like a sarcophagus.
Okay.
And then the Galarian one evolves into some weird rune thing.
That is pretty creepy, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
That is the creepiest Pokemon, maybe. It's up there.
It could be up there, yeah.
Why is it evolve into a sarcophagus?
Well, it's like a death mask, and then it's the full tomb. Think like Tutankhamun, you know?
Thinking about him.
He's got a mask.
Doesn't look much like, yeah, mask.
He's got a tomb.
Well, it's not a tomb, is it? It's a sarcophagus.
Sarcophagus, yeah, you know what I meant.
The sarcophagus goes in the tomb, mate, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you can't afford a whole pyramid or whatever, your sarcophagus is a tomb unto itself. Yeah? When I'm done, chuck me in the road, I don't care anymore.
Chuck in the middle of the M25.
The name Cofagrigus combines coffin and sarcophagus, perhaps with egregious, as it punishes those who raid tombs. And then you add rune to get Runarigus. Ancient tombs spreading curses via monstrous ghosts is classic fantasy stuff, and here are two amazing Pokemon who embody that tradition. Music for Luke Love's Pokemon is composed by Jonathan Cromie. Artwork for the show is by Katie Groves. Writing, producing, and editing is by me, Luke Summerhayes. Funding is provided by my lovely listeners. If you'd like to join them to help keep the show online and find other podcasts by me and my pals, head over to patreon.com/podcastiopodcastias. Coming up are Tortuga and Archon. So if you have thoughts about those or any other monsters, hit me up with a DM at LukeLovesPKMN. Or an email to lukelovespkmn@gmail.com. And of course, I'd love it if you could leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Even if you don't feel like doing any of that, thank you so much just for listening. I love Yamask, and remember, I love you too.